Now, boys and girls, it's really great to see you because I feel really very comfortable when you're around me. I really do. I love to have the boys and girls at church because, as I often say, if you didn't come, I know fine well, the mummies and daddies would be lying at home in bed yet, wouldn't they? Say yes. Uh-oh, you're careful about Lisburn, aren't you? Well, that's what I love to see. I love to see the boys and girls come to church. Now, I have a text for you. You know, preachers always like to use a text, don't they? Well, that's not it. That's it. Who can read that one for me? Who would like to read that one out for me? Yes, my dear. Brilliant. Listen to it. Well, we'll show it to the mums and dads if we can. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Now, boys and girls, that really got me thinking the other day. And I'll tell you why it got me thinking. Because, as you know, as I was telling you last week again, and I'm always going on about this, I'm a coin collector. And not that you would know or anything, but just a couple of weeks ago, boys and girls, someone sent me this lovely set of coins all the way from London. And they really are the most beautiful set of coins. Now, can you see those? Can you see how old some of them are on this side? Now, the mums and dads won't be able to see them away back there, but you can see them, how old some of them are. Look how black they are, and look at the dates on them. In the right away from the beginning, boys and girls, of the 1900s, right up until the year 2000. And as you look at those coins, boys and girls, you discover that Queen Victoria is on one of them. Edward, King Edward the VII, is on another. King George the V is on another. King George the VI, Queen Elizabeth. And they're all on these coins. Their image, their imprint is on those coins. And you know the thought that as I read the blurb, all this little blog here about why they published these, they wanted to mark every queen or every king that was on the throne. They wanted to remember their reign on the throne. And so they set out these coins to do just that. And each one of those coins represents a period of years. But here's the thing, boys and girls, that really gripped me. And that's what turned me to our text today. That from that time, or even way before that time, do you know that the Bible reminds us the light of the gospel has been shining? Do you know that when Queen Victoria was alive, she knew the gospel? And the light of the gospel had shone into her heart? And Queen Victoria professed to be a real Christian? And then down through the years, boys and girls, that light, the light of the gospel, still shone. Even in King Edward's time, in King George, both King George's time, Queen Elizabeth's time, the light of the gospel is still shining. That's why our text says, listen, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. There is no generation, boys and girls, no one into whose heart the light of the gospel doesn't shine. Because you see, boys and girls, the light of the gospel shines where? Who can tell me where the light of the gospel shines? All right, I'll tell you. The light of the gospel shines in the Savior, doesn't it? The Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then when he was going away, he said to his disciples, you are the light of the world. So the light of the world shines in the Savior. The light of the world shines in the saints. And boys and girls, the light of the world shines in the Scriptures. For the Scriptures are a light and a lamp to show us the way to God. And isn't that amazing? I couldn't help but think as I looked at these lovely coins that right away from way before Queen Victoria's time, right down through all the generations, right to this present day where Queen Elizabeth reigns, that the light of the gospel has shined into the hearts, into the homes, and into the situations of even royalty. But the question is, boys and girls, how many of them have believed the light? How many of them have received the light of the gospel, the Lord Jesus, and believed on his name? We don't know that exactly, do we? Queen Victoria, yes, she made an open profession of faith, but as for the present royal family, and as for King Edward and the two King Georges, we're not sure. But one thing we do know, boys and girls, they all saw the light. And you might say, well, weren't they very privileged? And they were. But you know, boys and girls, we are very privileged today. And we too have seen the light. We have seen the light of the gospel in Jesus Christ. We have seen the light of the gospel in the scriptures, in your mummy and daddy at home, and in your friends that are Christians. Now, here's the point. The same question arises for you and for me, that arises for all the royal family, all the great people that have gone by. The same question arises. Have we believed the light? Have we received the light? Or are we still walking in darkness? Are we still like these men? The people that walked in darkness, are we still like them? Or have we trusted the Lord Jesus and accepted him as the light of the world into our lives, that we might shine and tell others about his love? Only you can answer that question, boys and girls. And I hope, if you haven't trusted him yet, you will soon. Let's pray, and pray for you especially. Father, we thank you for our boys and girls. And we thank you for them coming to this church, and for their interest in Sunday school and in learning the Bible and the truths concerning the Lord Jesus. And we pray, our Father, our heart's prayer, our desire to God for them is that they will all be saved. They have walked in the light. They have seen the light. They know the light. And we pray, Lord, that they will be drawn to the light and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And may he come into their lives and save them and make them absolutely wonderful workers for him. Thank you again for them. Pray your blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.